He's in year seven, part of George Horton's staff with the Ducks. Welcome in the associate head coach, Jay Ullman. Coach, how are you?
I'm well, Steve. Thank you for having us.
I know he would downplay it, but the win Saturday, 300 for Coach Horton here at Oregon, and obviously he's accomplished so much in this game, but a milestone like that in this conference for a program he helped bring back, pretty cool milestone.
Yeah, and he'll downplay that all day long, but it truly is a special accomplishment, you know, coming from ground zero where we had nothing. The kind of where it is right now. And obviously, I think if you asked him in this quiet time, he would, you know, obviously he's not satisfied with anything short of a national championship. But, you know, speaking for myself, and you know, I've been here every year but two. So the things that have been accomplished to this point of, you know, when he, I think when he looks back, it's going to be a special time for him. And, you know, it's there's a lot to be proud of. And obviously, he's at the forefront of that. And everything that we're about, you know, it's all about him, and it all runs downhill in a good way from the top all the way to the bottom. So I'm very proud to have been a part of a lot of those wins.
Along those lines, the recruiting has gone well. One of the freshmen is off to a good start is Gabe Matthews, local guy, South Salem High, hit his first Oregon homer on Saturday. Crazy good athlete, also played hoop and quarterback. How you all feeling about his start and the kind of player he is?
Well, I don't honestly, you always want your freshmen, when you recruit your guys, you really like them all and you think they're going to be really good. Otherwise, you wouldn't recruit them. But with a kid like him who's, you know, split his time between three sports at South Salem and you know, done it at a high level, at the high school level, you always kind of hope and dream that once he kind of focuses on one sport that what you see is what you're going to get. And there's real power in the bat. It's a simple stroke. He's quietly competitive, quiet leader, and really the thing that kind of stands out more about him when you look at him, he's a beast, and he's only going to get bigger and stronger. And we've transitioned him over to first, and we're DH-ing him right now. But, you know, I think moving forward, whether it's this year or next, I think, you know, kind of plan on him, as long as he continues his development, plan on him playing first and pencil him in the middle of the order. And he's a special kid, and we were sure thrilled to get a kid from South Salem. And, you know, all the Oregonians that we have, 12 Oregonians on our roster, 17 from the Northwest. And so we're obviously proud of all our players, but especially tickled to death when the in-state kids do really well. So we like to do that from the inside out recruiting and try to get the best players. And there are a lot of hands in the cookie jars for the Oregon kids. And, you know, we're going to try to get the best ones we can.
A week ago Friday, David Peterson had 17 strikeouts against MSU. This past Friday, obviously, he's slipping, just 14 strikeouts, 7-plus innings. And again, he needed all of it. Another one-run game, this one, 2-1. From your chair, what's working? I mean, this is a kind of a dominating groove he's in.
Yeah, all four of his pitches are working. And I think the curveball has kind of been the one that has kind of, you know, not high on this list of his repertoire, but the ability to throw that fourth pitch in there for a strike and even get it for a strikeout has been a big difference for him. But, I mean, just commanding all of his pitches and his presence and his experience. And, you know, he's a big, tall, left-handed arm that throws downhill. And, you know, when you got those guys and they're down in the zone, they're hard to hit. And so to have him out there leading the charge on Friday, I think he just goes out there, and whether it's one run or 10 runs, he's going out there to win every single pitch that comes out of his hand. So he's been very impressive thus far, and what's really impressive is the rebound he's made off his first two starts. You know, he got touched up a little bit in his first couple starts, and he never wavered, he never complained, he never dragged his blanket, so to speak. And he kept charging and he kept working, and, you know, hopefully this will continue down the road for him. And Coach Dietrich's been a real blessing for him. They have a great relationship and there's a lot of trust there. So, I think continued good things, but You know, we'll wait and see. Like we say, well done is better than well said. So
we continue with Oregon baseball coach Jay Ullman. Last couple of years, you've seen some Ducks make it all the way to the show. Pitcher Tyler Anderson, and of course, as a hitting coach near and dear to you, Ryan Healy, made his big league debut with the A's last July, had a terrific rookie year. Well, what kind of a jolt is that for you in the program to see your guys have that success at that level?
It's the, you know, the pinnacle for development in terms of the athletic side of that. But I'm going to be honest with you, and it can sound cliche, but it's the truth within our program. Is we take a ton of pride in the fact that both Tyler Anderson and Ryan Healy and Scott McGuff, who was with the Marlins, all three of those guys have their degrees, and I think there's 4% of big leaguers that are currently playing with their degrees, and we have three of that 4%. In the big leagues, you know, and the quality of people that they are is really what obviously the athletic ability speaks for itself, and we're proud of that. But the way they conduct themselves, behave themselves, handle themselves in the media, treat people, that's a Coach Horton staple, and they're great ambassadors for our program. So we're very proud of them, and not only them, but all the Ducks that we've had that have come through our program that continue on to great things in their private lives and in their professions, so that are not baseball oriented. So, but again, it's great to go out there and tell kids, hey, you got a chance to, when you come to Oregon, you can do a lot of things here. Although we haven't done it, we're in a position where, you know, you can win a Pac-12 championship, you can aspire to Omaha in a national championship, and you can aspire to play professional baseball if you come here. So, as we continue to check those boxes off, it makes it, you know, a little bit better when you're recruiting to be able to tell kids that they can have everything they want when they come to the University of Oregon, and including their degree within 4 years. We haven't had a kid in our program that's graduated that took him longer than 4 years to do so. So, again, something we're very proud of.
That 4% is staggering. I didn't know that. I can't wait to share that. another freshman, Matt Dyer, Glendale. He's a catcher, but obviously you have a great vet guy in Susnara. But I saw Matt caught Saturday, plays the outfield. So another freshman, how's he coming along so far, and how much does his versatility help get him in the lineup?
Well, it's fantastic versatility, and he's super athletic. He's a tall, long levered kid. He's a 4-2 runner down the line from the right side, which is major league average. And so he can really run. He can throw. He's aggressive. He's not scared. He commands the box in his at bats. He's not afraid to go in there swinging. And he's a line drive hitter, and he's a threat in the box. You know, not sitting there trying to take to get to 2-0. He's ready to hit from pitch one to whatever the last pitch of his at bat is. So he's been he's been impressive, and he didn't play much in the fall as his arm was bothering him a little bit, and so we didn't really get to see the real Matthew Dyer until we started this season. And he's been quiet. He's kept his mouth shut. He's worked his butt off, and it's sure been a pleasure to watch him really go about his craft. And we really like him behind the plate too, and I think he's probably made Tim's done a lot of the development with Coach Carricker and those kind of things, but I think Dyer's development has also pushed him to become better. I think Tim has caught and is catching his best right now. The way he's blocking, you know, Peterson's throwing those balls down in the string and in the dirt, and he's blocking them, and a lot of those strikeouts have come with blocks. So we're excited about Matthew, but we're also excited about the job that, you know, regardless of his batting average at this point, Timmy Susnara is doing back there as well. So,
final thought, we're talking Duck baseball with Coach Ullman. I'm kind of a traditionalist, and along those lines, have you had Morgan McCullough, Daniel Patzlaff, kind of your DP combination? We mentioned your catchers, Jake Bennett in center, and while you'll switch up at times, how are you feeling about how strong this team is up the middle, which is obviously really important?
Yeah, I think obviously when you set out to develop a program and build a program, it starts with the middle and you work out. And Daniel Patzlaff has earned the right to play shortstop, and he's done a tremendous job. And Morgan McCullough, frankly, if Danny didn't have a good fall or hasn't been the player he's been, Morgan could go over there and play short, or Spencer Steer at third, he could do the same. That's kind of been a nice thing for us the last couple of years, is we've really put those guys to the test at different positions. And so if we have to make a move like we did last year where we had to move Danny Pavlov to third, it's more seamless than, okay, let's go over there and hurry up and try to figure out how to play a new position. So their mentalities are fantastic. They're on every pitch, and they've had great first steps. And you know, they're just playing. They're playing hard nosed baseball within the way they play hard nosed, you know, and not with a way that's defined for them by somebody else. So, I've been very pleased with them. I do think we can be a tick better there. I'm certainly, as the infield coach, not satisfied with everything that goes on, but we're trending in the right direction. And I think as a team in general, you know, we got a lot of work to do. We've got a lot of hills to climb, and you know, we're in no position to sit fat and feel good about all the things that have gone on to this point. We've got to stay hungry, like Coach Horton says. We've got to bring our lunch pail, and we've even gone the next step. It's the empty lunch pail, you know, the hungry guy with that lunch pail. So that's kind of where we're at. That's where we're trying to head, and we're just trying to take, you know, the old cliche, one game at a time, win every pitch, all those things that are constants in our program.
Awesome stuff. You've won six straight. Conference play starts Friday. Really appreciate the time, Coach. Kudos on the early season success. You guys travel safe, and best of luck in Berkeley.
Thank you, Steve. Appreciate your time.
All right, have a good one. That's an impressive stat. 4% of Major League Baseball players have degrees. All three Ducks in the Bigs did, and they got their degree in 4 years. Appreciate the time of Coach. We are live from the Sam's Place on Franklin Boulevard. It's our March Mania show. We'll take a break, be back with more sports talk next, 95.3 The Score.